Well, good morning, everybody. So we are going to talk about the power of pain today, and it's really interesting because I'm going through a little bit of pain right now. So I ask that you all pray for me, and it'll be really interesting because the Lord is going to definitely take control of today's message because my tablet will not power on, which means I have none of my notes. So, but it's okay though. And it's funny because I'm thinking, you know what, Lord, okay, we're going to talk about pain today. We're going to talk about suffering. We're going to talk about when stuff comes your way that's hard, and now my tablet won't power on. I got no notes, God. And I really almost believe that God has said, oh, is that what you're talking about today? Okay, this is what we're going to do. Now, keep in mind, I'm going to be pressing that button, see if I can get that thing to power up. But if it can't, it's all right. We're going to lean on the Lord for this. And I do have my slides, so I want to welcome all of you all who are here today. I'm really excited to talk about this subject because I think it's so important. For those of you all who are joining us online as well, welcome to you. Again, we're going to talk about the power of pain. And my hope is, by the end of today's message, that you will actually have more appreciation for pain in your life. So, let's pray. Lord, I thank you just for everything, God. I thank you for all that you've done. I thank you for relationship with you mainly, Lord. The fact that you saved me, that you saved a lot of us. And hopefully if there's someone watching this broadcast now or in here now that doesn't have a personal relationship with you, they will see the value of having that relationship with you and the love that you have for them, God. I pray right now that as we talk about pain and we take a look at James, Lord, and to see what James had to say about pain, that we will walk away from today's message being changed, God, of valuing, Lord, actually, the benefit of pain in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so for those of you all who are in the sanctuary, I'm actually still gonna try, oh my gosh, is that a tablet? Hey, I'll take it, buddy. Let me see if I can, thank you, sir. They're always telling me I need to get an Apple, by the way. This is, see, I've got an Android tablet. All right. Okay, so this is Pastor Dwayne's tablet. We'll see. I'm going to try and make this work as much as I can because my slides were actually emailed to me. But if, oh my gosh. Woo! All right. Okay, so give me a second. You know what? See, I'm speechless. All right. Give me 1 second here to let me get this thing booted up. Thank you, Pastor Dwayne, for the clutch move. I appreciate that. He said it's the Apple anointing. Whoever, for those of you all didn't hear that. I know Tony and I go back and forth on Apple all the time. And I said I would never do it, but I don't know, Tony. All right. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Okay. All right, so we're going to talk about the power of pain today. And there are actually 4 different things I'm going to share with you today. And what I hope is by the end of this, as I said, you will appreciate the different circumstances that happened in your life. So we're going to look at James, and I'm reading from the NIV for those of you all who are using your phones. That's the version you want. And we're going to look at James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. So James is one of my favorite books, and I remember when I was in college, I really loved the book of James because it talks a lot about Christian living. And I think it's significant that the way that James starts the book of James in chapter 1, he starts by telling them this, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." If I just start laughing spontaneously, you got to forgive me because I'm still just kind of tripping about this tablet coming on like it did. So James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 is what we're doing. And we are going to, again, look at pain. So the first point is to change your thinking about suffering. You got to change your thinking about suffering. And it's an interesting thing, right? Because when we look at verse 1 of James, James is saying, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind. Now, I'm not sure if I told you the story or not, but a lot of you all know that I've done martial arts now for a long time, and I remember my first tournament. And it was actually a tournament where I broke my toe. My big toe was literally sitting on top of the toe next to it. Pastor Dwayne actually did the surgery on that toe. So I'm in my first tournament, and I had a couple of different fights. And I actually won all of those fights. And then this guy comes in, last fight, but I'm good, right? I'm pumped up. I'm on a winning streak. This guy comes in, and it's the last fight. And so I'm ready, you know? And he hits me. And it's like, boom, and it's like a thunderclap. And I'm like, oh, boy. I mean, when I talk about rocked, and this was off of one punch, I got rocked. And I'm just like, woo-wee, that hurt. And then another one, boom, and then another one. And then the third one started to have me almost black out for a little bit. And, man, when I talk about painful, it was painful. Now, here's the thing. I could hear a little bit of my coach or my instructor on the side and one of my teammates, and I could hear my teammate yell, safety's off. He said it again, safety's off. Let me tell you what that means. So when we're sparring in class, you have a term called safeties. And safeties means, okay, we're just working, you know what I mean? Like we're just touching, nobody's kicking, nobody's kicking hard or hitting hard. Safety's off means you're banging, you're punching. So I hear safety's off, and I'm just getting nailed. And I hear that, and in my head, I'm like, okay, now I got permission to go. Like, ooh, we're hitting like that? Is that what we're doing? Fine. So now I'm punching too, and it was like Clash of the Titans, just two people in there trying to beat each other to death off of points until the bell ends or until the round ends. Now, I tell you that story because it's about embracing pain. So before, I had the mentality that, okay, I'm getting hit here, right? Like, I don't know what to do, because, like, this guy is, I mean, it's like, is just really giving it to me. But then when I hear the safety's off, and then my instructor said, you know what we do, that was enough. And then I embraced the pain. After that, I remember getting hit after that, like, ooh, I like it. Now watch this. So I embraced the pain, and it got me through that match. Now, I was plenty jacked up after that. I don't even know if you remember the surgery you did on me years ago, Pastor Dwayne, but I was plenty jacked up about that. But in that moment, right, I went from feeling the impact of those shots and thinking, I'm done, to hearing that encouragement of embracing the pain. You know what we do. You train for this, safety's off, and then boom, I get hit again, and I'm like, ooh, mm-hmm. That's what we're doing. So I embraced the pain, and it pushed me through to the end of that fight. And ironically enough, this dude and I are still friends today after that fight. Just a real interesting story, too. His son was there watching, right? And his son is sitting there cheering as daddy is beating the mess out of me. And I look over at his son because I can see it. And I'm thinking to myself, see, your daddy just hit me harder than he should have. Now I'm going to have to piece him up. I know you're watching. He's probably your hero. But I'm going to try and knock your dad out now. But embracing the pain. And it's a really interesting thing because, you know, James is not just saying that you're going to have pain. He's telling you to consider it joy when you have pain. And that's the really interesting thing. So what he's saying to you is that when things happen in your life that are uncomfortable, that are painful, what you want to do is you want to lean into that pain and not away from the pain. This is how you grow, right? All the people that we admire that have all of this great stuff and the people that we look at and we say, man, look at what they have. We don't really realize how much they went through to get what they got. Pain is associated with moving forward. And that's what James is trying to get us to do. So that's the first thing he tells them. The first thing that he tells them in the book of James is to make sure that you embrace the pain. Now, here's some things that we know about God. Romans 8:28, that God is always working things out for our good. So whatever situation you have in your life, even if it's a painful situation, it is not the case that God is not working it out for your good. And since you know that, we need to embrace these situations as helpful. That's Romans 8:28. There are several verses that address this issue. Another verse that I love is Romans 8:38-39. And that one talks about the bond between us and God being unbreakable. So it doesn't matter really what you're going through in life. It's impossible for you to be separated from God. Nothing can break that bond. So if it's difficult, just know that it's difficult and he's trying to take you through that. But the ability for it to be separated or for you to be separated from God is impossible unless you do it yourself. Let me qualify that. Now, God will never leave you. And in all situations, God will work things out for your good. But you can make it real hard on yourself if you decide you're going to lean away from God. Because that's when life gets difficult. That's when you feel like you are alone. It's not God that's left you, even though that's the sentiment that we say. God has left me. Why is this happening to me? God must not love me. It is you who have leaned away from him. And that's when life gets difficult. So we got to make sure that we lean into the pain. That's the first thing that James wants us to note. So in this world, you're going to have pain. We see this in James 1, verse 2. It says, whenever you face trials of many kind, you are going to have all kinds of trials. And I don't know what some of those trials are. And I'm not trying to minimize anything for anybody. Someone online, someone may have some kind of disease, something came upon them, something going on, something that's chronic, that's hard. And I don't want to minimize that. And we know that these things exist and you can still serve God because Paul had a situation like that. You know that Paul talks about having some condition and he asked God to take it away from him. And God was like, no, I'm going to leave it there because in your weakness, I am seen as great. So you might have different issues going on. I remember for a long time, I was telling my wife coming here, I had like this corn on my toe. For years, it bothered me. And when I say burn, I mean like somebody lit a match and set my toe on fire. Didn't matter what kind of shoe I wore, for years, it bothered me. And I just kind of had to deal with it. And it just went away. I don't know why it went away, but it just went away. But I'm saying all that to say I know that we have all kinds of issues. I know that there might be emotional pain. I know that there might be relational pain. But James is trying to get you to see that these things are going to be a part of your life. And you should expect it. And last week we heard a little bit about that in the message, right? You should expect difficulty. My wife and I were talking about this the other day, and he touched on it last week. But I think this is a problem, right, with a lot of Christians. We feel like if we are living, quote unquote, what is a godly life, I had my quiet time, I said my prayers, I did this, I did that, I'm lined up, I've got my checkbox theology going on, that if we're doing that, then you shouldn't have any problems because you're doing what God asked you to do. But James is telling you that's not the way life is. Everybody has problems. So we need to lean into our problems. And to do that, we've got to change our mind about suffering. All right, let's go to our next point. No pain, no gain is our next point. So there is a disorder called CIPA. Anyone ever heard of that? CIPA? You're like, oh, that could be a number of different things. Why would you give me four letters? How do I know what that means? So this is what it is. It's congenital insensitivity to pain and anhidrosis, I believe is how you say it. So what it is it's actually a disorder that some people have where they cannot feel pain. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but some people have this disorder where they're not able to feel pain. They cannot feel physical pain. They have no sensitivity to temperature, and in some cases, they don't sweat. So you can imagine what happens when they hurt themselves. They don't know that they've hurt themselves. And because of that, they live a very difficult life. As a matter of fact, when I was reading about it, some of the reports went on to say they often have unwanted amputations like biting off their finger or biting off their tongue, and they don't know because they can't feel the pain. That's what the disorder does. Because they have very, very little sensitivity to temperature, which is a reaction that happens in our body that causes us to sweat, it regulates the heat in our body, they don't sweat when they should. Or they could touch a hot stove, and they don't know. No sensitivity to pain. So the reason that I bring that example up is because pain has value. Pain can serve us in a lot of different ways. And a lot of times, what pain will do for us as believers is it will draw us to the Lord, or it should draw us to the Lord. It's going to either do one of two things, draw you to the Lord or push you away. But pain has value. And there are a few things like pain that will drive us to the Lord. And honestly, if we didn't have pain, we probably would not have as strong of a relationship with the Lord. Now I want you to think about this and be honest with yourself. Think about when it is that you pray the most. Like me this morning, I promise you, I went in that office and got on my knees when that tablet wouldn't come on. But for most of us, we pray the most when we're in pain, right? When we need something. Oh, Lord, please help me. Help me. But what is your tendency, if you're being honest with yourself, to talk to God, to embrace God when things are going well? You tend to do it less. So God uses the vehicle of pain to drive us towards him. And pain is a factor in helping to build your faith. Each step you take helps to build your faith. We talked about this before. If you have an experience with someone or an experience with a thing and you get to know it, you will trust what it does. And that's why pain is valuable. So the more things you go through, the more you lean on God, the more you build your faith, the stronger you get. And then when things get hard, you can look back and say, I remember when God did this and God did that. So if I'm smart, I won't let my dissatisfaction in this situation get me so turned around that I step away from God. But that's what a lot of people do. They don't want to hurt. They don't want to suffer. And they feel like, God, you can help me, but you're not helping me apparently, so I'm done. They lack the experience. You got to give yourself a chance to have experience, connection, so that you can look back and see the catalog of stuff that he's done for you. That's so important. I'm telling you, if you're going to try and advance in this Christian life, if you want to be quote unquote great for God, and every troublesome situation you get into, you lean away from him and not into him, you have missed a tremendous opportunity. And I can tell you, if you stay in that state from where you are right now to the time that you die, your life will only be mediocre. That's it. So you got to lean in. Listen, I'm in a place right now, you all, where so many things have happened in my life, and I can remember when they happened in the past. And I'll be honest with you, I remember shaking my fist at God and saying, you know, there's no way that you love me. There's no way that you're letting this happen. You can do something about it, and you've done nothing. And as time has gone by, and I've looked back, and even through tears, I trusted him. Years later, I'm like, ain't that something? Wow. You were helping me. You were doing what you needed to do for me. And then I began to understand that the way that God helps, that the way that God might deal with pain doesn't have to be Al's solution. I'm working this like I want to work this, Al. And that's what God wants you to know. So now I can look back and see, like, man, you are amazing. So what that's done for me at this point is that I get less anxious about things that seem to hurt, because I trust that God will work things out. And it's funny, even when we were going through this today, and my wife was like, well, what are you going to do? And I was like, I'm going to read the verses and let the Lord do what he does. And it came, and thank God he restored it. But that was my plan, because I do trust him. Now, I'm not saying that I was not fearful, and I'm not trying to say that you would not get scared in painful or hard situations. That's ridiculous. Fear is okay, but still trusting God through the fear is very, very important. So, no pain, no gain. And we do know, as I said, that pain always has a purpose. Everything in your life that God allows has a purpose, and pain is no different. Let's go to point number three. There we go. All right, so point number three. James in 1:4 says, Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. All right, so the point for point number three was let it burn. All right, let it burn. Sometimes you're going to be in a situation with God that's painful. Some situations with God will hurt and they will be over quickly. Some situations with God will be painful and they will be painful for a while. And that's when you let it burn. Because through that process, that's when you get stronger. So James tells us to make sure that we let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Some versions say, don't try and get out of it real quickly. Just let it do what it's doing. Let it work. Let the chicken marinate. It tastes better that way. And that's what James is trying to get us to do. Now, I want to show you another example. In martial arts, there's something called a horse dance. All right, and some people call it a mabu. And the horse dance is designed to make every part of your martial arts better. Your legs, your core, your punching power, all of that is made better in the horse dance. The problem is, it hurts. It hurts. And I've had some people I know that they were like, yeah, man, I was into it for a minute until they made me do that horse dance. Then I was out because it hurts. That's what the horse dance looks like when you first start. That is a terrible horse dance, actually. Now, I don't know if you can see the picture well enough. If you all online, you should have the picture. You should actually be able to see it a little bit better. But you can see he's there. He's got his eyes closed, and his legs are bent. Now, when you practice the horse dance, you tend to practice it in five-minute increments. And the idea is to strengthen all of this. And when you do that, it makes so many different things in martial arts better. It's harder when you have a strong base to knock you off balance. It gives you punching power when you punch because all of that area is being strengthened. That's one example of the horse dance. Now, when you get better in the horse dance, you get lower. This is what the next one looks like. Now, that's a horse dance. Now, can you imagine holding that for 5 minutes? I remember when I had to do horse dance, and we had to test with horse dance. Now, for our black belts, we had to hold a stance like that, and they put the rod across your leg. The rod rolls across your legs, you fail the test. But I remember my legs being on fire. I mean, like, it hurts tremendously. But here's the thing. When I was practicing for the test, initially I was here. And then this was fine after a while, and then I was able to get lower. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, if you're looking at the picture, if you think I'm going that low, I'm not. All right. But then this got better, until eventually I was able to sit low like that, and I actually made it through the five-minute test. That was 15 years ago. Like, right now, that wouldn't happen. And my legs were like, and I'm sweating, and my instructors are up there, hold, and I'm just like, sweating, but I got stronger. That's what I want you to see here. The more you embrace the struggle, the stronger you get. The more difficulty you have that you allow God to bring you through, the stronger your faith. Until at some point, you'll be crazy strong. And the things that used to bother you a whole bunch, those little things that used to trip you up, you'd be like, oh, God got me. And when larger things come, you will be like Job, who says, though he slay me, yet I trust him. You don't get that way without going through some pain. Let me tell you an example of what Job might look like. Go to the next picture. That's Job. Now you see how low he is, and you see that log across his hands? Endurance, right? Dealing with that pain, right? Embracing that, you know what, Lord, no matter what comes, I've lost my job, I lost my house, my relationship's going bad, I don't know what's going to happen next, I'm going to sit, and I'm going to be good, Lord, because I know what you've done in the past. The fact that I'm even able to get here right now is all because of you. I will lean into this because you will get me through, and you wait, and eventually that pain will go away. Because one thing that we do know is that no pain for any of us is permanent. At the end of the day, all pain for believers will be wiped out. You will never, ever stay in this state forever. It's always temporary. But while we're here on this earth, we have to allow pain to drive us towards Him, to build our faith so that we can navigate the difficulties of what life is going to bring, because James has told you they're coming, and they will always come. It'll never be a one-and-done situation. So we got to make sure that we position ourselves to be able to take the pain. All right, let's go to our last point here. All right, so this is our last point. Your salvation was born out of love and pain. You ever thought about that? You know, a lot of times we hear, which is very true, about salvation coming from God's love for us, which is true. That's how this whole thing got started. He loved us enough to die for us. But salvation was painful as well. Physically painful for Him, and probably the most painful for Him was the fact that when He was on the cross, He yells out, my God, why have you forsaken me? So just remember that pain, that your salvation comes from both pain and suffering. John 3:16, everybody knows that verse. It's not even on the slide, but for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in Him will not perish and have everlasting life. That's the football verse, right? They hold that up at football games. People know that. But there are several verses that talks about it. And one of the ones that I think is most impressive is Romans 5:8. I'm paraphrasing this. And it says, while we were sinners, Christ died for us. I don't think that verse is up there either. That's the thing, right? So God was willing to endure pain for us because He loved us. And you wanted nothing to do with Him. None of us wanted anything to do with God. So if there's anyone that has a notion that you came seeking after God, you did not. Nobody did. He came after us. He pursued us, knowing all that had to transpire, knowing that He was going to be separated from the Father, knowing that He was going to have to deal with the pain of the cross, knowing that people were going to reject Him, knowing that where we are today in 2022, people have really just kind of taken Him for granted. Despite all of that, He loved us enough to go through some pain to bring us salvation. I want you to remember that. The next time that you go through something difficult, the next time that you feel like the weight of life is too heavy for you, remember Jesus' example and the fact that He loved us enough to embrace the pain of the cross to give us salvation. So if you are thinking, as we get ready to wrap up here, that the pain that you're going through is unbearable, there's a couple of things for you to remember. You'll never be in a situation that will break you. And God has told you that. He won't give you more than you can bear. But I can promise you this, that the pain that folks are going through right now, the Bible talks about this, do not compare to the glory that's coming. I actually have that verse here. It is 2 Corinthians 4:17. It says, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs all of them. So that's coming. But the flip side of that is the pain that's coming for those that don't believe, they can't imagine. They have no idea what's coming. So what we endure here is definitely worth what's coming on the flip side, because we know it's temporary. We know it's going to grow our faith. The pain that you experience in this life is for you to enjoy life more. That's really how I see this. That's really what I believe that James is talking about in this verse. He's saying lean into this so that you can increase your faith, and thereby increasing your faith, you will enjoy life more because you will worry less and you will trust God more. And at the end of the day, He's saying, listen, don't worry. All this is temporary. That hurt you're feeling there, that disappointment you're feeling there, what happened over there, none of this is permanent. You're okay. I'm going to walk you through that, but then at the end of the day, I'm wiping all that away, and it's party time. From here to eternity, that's what you have coming. When you think about that, You can endure anything. Guys, can we put the slide back up with the guy doing horse stance holding the log? So this is what we want, right? We want to be in a situation where if we have to endure the pain, we're going all in. We're going to lean on God. We're going to look back at how he's delivered us in the past, and we're just going to hold until he brings us through. And he will bring us through. Now, I will leave on this final point. There are some guys that practice horse dance. I'm not there, and they can hold it for hours. And I was like, you just see it. I remember watching a video where they were videoing the guy doing horse dance, and he held it for hours. And they would come, and they would just put different stuff across his arms. One was a log, another one was a beam, another time they put like cups of water on his arms and the water didn't fall out. Now this is all being videoed. That's how these guys practice horse stance for that long, because it helps them master pain. It helps them gain discipline. That's the idea behind leaning into God, trusting God, building our faith. So that's what I want you to remember. So, let's pray. Lord, I thank you for today, all that happened today, God. It's been an amazing time. Thank you so much for giving us James, Lord, just teaching us how we should live. And thank you so much for the trials that come in our lives, Lord. And I pray that we would embrace them. I pray that we would lean on you. We would trust you, Lord, to get us through the difficult times in our lives. We might not enjoy them, but we know from James, James is telling us to count them joy, to lean into them, to look at them as an opportunity to grow and get stronger. And I pray that you would place that effort in our hearts, Lord, despite how difficult it might be for us, despite the fact that we might resist it, Lord, just continue to impress upon us the value of trusting you through hard times, Lord, so that we might build that catalog, so that we might be able to look back and see how you've come through in the past and trust you in the present and the future, God. We just want our faith to be rock solid, Lord. We want to lean on you come what may. Through the fire, God, we want to know that we can trust you with all that happens in our lives. So build our capacity, Lord. Help us, God, to trust you and love you and not to lean away from you when things get difficult, but to embrace what life has to bring and see the value of how you can allow it to change us. I thank you, Lord, for this time together with the folks that are here in the building on campus, the folks that have joined us online. Lord, I pray that you would bless all of us. Now, before we leave, God, I don't know who knows you or who does not know you, Lord, but I do want to give the folks that don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ an opportunity to get to know you as personal Lord and Savior, to give you the opportunity to now help them navigate the troubles of life with you walking hand in hand with them. So if you've never had a relationship with Jesus Christ, whether you're here in a sanctuary, whether you're with us online, I want to explain how you can do that. God definitely wants to have a relationship with you. He loves you. He went through the pain of dying on the cross just so he could express the fullness of his love towards you. And it's very simple to do. You simply admit that you are a sinner. I say this all the time. If anyone ever hears me say this and you're being honest with yourselves, you know that you are a sinner. Because a sinner is simply someone that has done something wrong. And there's no person on this earth that haven't. So you would admit that you are a sinner. You would ask God to forgive you of your sins and ask him to come into your life. I'm going to lead you in a very simple prayer. I always say there's nothing magic about these words, but this is just a prayer of salvation. If you feel like you want to invite Christ in your life, then pray this prayer after me. I'm going to bow my heads. You're welcome to do that online, of course, unless you are driving or something like that. And you can just repeat after me. Dear Lord, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. If I'm being truthful, I know that I've done things that have violated your laws. I know that I've done things that are wrong, Lord, and I realize that that makes me a sinner. I also acknowledge the fact that you came into this world to die for my sins on the cross, and I thank you for that, Lord. I ask that you would grant me the gift of salvation, and I pray this in Jesus' name, amen. So if you are online and you've prayed that prayer, there is a form that you can go to let us know about it. You can go to encounterchurch.net/next, and there'll be a form there you can fill out, and you can tell us if you've accepted the Lord, and someone will get back in contact with you and we'll help you grow. If you are in the building and you've done that, then you can come and talk to myself. I will be here for a while. I'm sure you can talk to Pastor Dwayne. He's there also as well. And we would love to show you more about now how you grow, how you begin to walk with the Lord. I thank all of you all for being here. There's a couple of things that I want to make sure we do before I ask, before we have Pastor Dwayne come back up. First, I wanted to talk a little bit about giving. For those of you all who are online, there's a couple of different ways that you can give. If you're here in the sanctuary or on campus, folks will be coming around and you can give that way as well. So if you're online, you can see you can give through text by texting the word give to 301-804-2520. You can also give through mail by mailing your check to Encounter Life Church, 2200 Colbert Drive, Temple Hills, Maryland, 20748. And you can give through Cash App by going to Encounter Church, $Encounter. I always get that confused. Encounter Church or Encounter Life? Encounter Life, thank you. And you can give through Cash App as well. Super convenient. And that's actually how I do it. So those of you all who are tech savvy can give through the app as well. I think that is it. I am going to ask Pastor Dwayne to come back up and then just give us some final closing remarks. Thank you all so much, and we will see you next week.